was brought to our attention by Jill Hollaball. I think we spent about four and a half hours together last Thursday, that since the conception of the bond, Floatron and Macintosh being paid by MSDC through an agreement, and also the anti-degradation report along with the engineering fees submitted by Rich Roads were paid for by the bond. The commission submitted these payables to the security bank for the bond and they were approved. But after discovery, we called Joey McLiney, our bonds rep, and he assured us that these things happen with project bonds and the mistake is easily fixed. The commission will seek to move $115,498.34 from Economic Development Fund 57 to the bond payment.